It's today.
Tea parties and torture. That's where we start, and that's how the weekend wound down on the hot Sunday shows as we head into another week here on America Tonight. Glad you joined us. We're going to have some levity as well. So let's just say I was at a Jimmy Buffett concert. Man, that tailgating was something else. We'll get to that as we go a little bit deeper into the four fat live hours we have on these airwaves. But first, let's start with the tea parties. It happened last Wednesday as we counted down to tax day. There were about 700 different sites that we talked about. Some of them had thousands of people and were a little more organized. Some of them were a little bit chaotic and had a couple of hundred people or so. But a lot of people turned out to protest taxes, to protest the stimulus and the spending and all that sort of stuff and leveraging the future, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it raised the ire of a few people, including David Axelrod from the White House. Here's what he had to say about tea parties.
I think any time that you have severe economic conditions, there is always an element of disaffection that can mutate into something that's unhealthy.
Democratic strategist, the man that his wife affectionately calls the snake, was on CNN with John King on one of those Sunday shows. Here's what John King asked him.
No, and I love David Axelrod. And I, by the way, I, most Democrats I know are delighted with this. We couldn't get enough of this coverage. I mean, when the guy comes up, he says, how many of you make under $250,000 a year? They go, yay, you're getting your tax cut. And then they booed him. This was, I think if anything, it was harmless and somewhat damaging to Republicans. The more that we cover this thing, and the average age of these things had to be 72.4. I mean, they had every old crank in the country out there. Then they would put a couple of, like, kids on the front of it. I mean, but please, let's cover this more. If I'm a Republican, I'd say, God, let's get away from this thing as fast as we can.
All right, so it's interesting to hear Carvel's perspective on it. I think he's right. He's saying, you know, hey, no, he's not right about this. Bottom line is, though, it's publicity, more publicity, et cetera, because everybody's talking. So you could look at it from either side. I say this, the tea parties are great because I don't care if somebody's 72, I don't care if they're 26, I don't care if they're 45. Bottom line is not enough people, and I say it over and over again here on America Tonight, get off their rear ends and say what's on their mind. Remember, the beauty of this thing here in America is we're a democracy. That means your voice can be heard. No reason to hide in the shadows. You're not going to get your head cut off. You're not standing in line for rice because you don't live in a communistic country. You're not in North Korea with Kim Jong-il or in Iran with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad or in Cuba with the Castro brothers. No, you live in America. That means your neighbor can totally disagree with you and think you're an extremist on the right or the left, but you have the opportunity to always to express what you think about what's happening in this country. And you have representation, the people that you elect and go to Washington. So if you show up at a park or a state house or anywhere else and you're carrying signs and you're protesting taxes or the stimulus or your children or grandchildren's future, I think you have every right to do it. And I don't think you're a nutball extremist by doing that. So ill-advised, I think, comments by David Axelrod, who's the senior White House advisor, because why get your panties in a wad, David, over this? Why did this get to you? To use the word unhealthy reaction to the tough economic climate facing the country. Why is that unhealthy? You know, the Democrats are famous for protests, and thus, you see what happens. Look at the campaign trail, which Axelrod was pretty brilliant in helping to get Obama elected. Guess what? It was about dissatisfaction. It was about rallies and hitting college campuses and networking through the social networking scene like Facebook and Twitter and everything in between. So Axelrod I don't know that he meant, I wonder, I don't know if he meant to say unhealthy. Maybe when it left his lips, he realized, oh, no. Here we go again. I've opened up another can of worms. Because he kind of backtracked when he was pressed up on that. Because that's going to, any reporter worth their ilk, I mean, even if they're sent in with a list of questions, they're going to press on that one. And so, of course, that started to be the press. Why, what is unhealthy? What does that mean? All that other sort of stuff. And then if we went a little bit further, he went on to say, oh, yeah, yeah, we're a country. We value our liberties and ability to express ourselves. And so far, these are just expressions. That's the bottom line. And the other side of the argument keeps coming back to this, that the president just cut taxes for 95% of the American people. So that's the thing. This is what gets under the skin of the people in the administration, thinking that the teabags need to go somewhere else. But they have to realize, and I believe this from the people I know that went out to a lot of these tea parties, and as I said, some of them were a little bit unfocused, not put together very well. Some of them were put together very well. And the Tea Party wasn't just strictly, hey, this is tax day, and screw you, Washington. We're not going to pay these taxes. It's ridiculous. It's outrageous. Blah, blah, blah. A lot of it had to do with the future. A lot of it had to do with the stimulus and the bailouts and the anger still over AIG, the three dreaded letters, and others that got the bailouts. The other big thing, and I said this, Tea Party and torture, the two T's. Of course, torture, you have this huge stack of memos basically released on what specific things happened at Gitmo. And Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of course, one of the detainees, clearly linked to 9/11. It comes out that he was waterboarded 183 times. So then you ask yourself, wow, fair or foul? Are we a nation of torture? Was this wrong to do this? And I keep coming back to what I said last week. Why? Did it work? Did anything come out of this? And as someone suggested to me earlier, think of the mafia. We had Johnny Battaglia's son on last week. Remember Johnny the Bat, who was a murdering, thuggish kind of guy? Certainly his associates were. The mafia, what do? They need information, or they want to threaten. Traditionally, they came in and they broke a few knuckles, cut off some fingers, did some serious damage. I'm not saying that we have to be the mafia, but it must have worked for the mafia. So what do you do in the case where you have 3,000 people dead in the United States and you're trying to get information out of the, quotes, bad guys? Guys you know are linked to 9/11. Waterboarding simulates drowning. So was that way over the top, 183 times? Did any information come out of that? Was any information given up? And that's the other part of this story we don't know. Dick Cheney said it did, but he's the only one who's ever said that. What do you think, America? We'll talk about it round the bend, but coming up next, how do you turn trash into treasure? We're going to have a guest on that's going to tell you just how you can do that next here on America Tonight.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thank you very much. Summertime is officially started. Yeah.
All right, so I've officially been branded a parrot head because I went to my first Jimmy Buffett concert over the weekend. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you are a parrot head, please call us. What a phenomenon these tailgating parties are out at the Buffett concerts. I saw for myself, I swear, there was 200 people, and the 200 people didn't go to the concert. Crazy. What a wild crowd. We'll talk about Jimmy Buffett concerts and tailgating, if you've ever been tailgating. I guess I used to think the sporting events were where the best tailgating was, but now I'm changing my mind. Maybe it's like a Buffett concert. Maybe before that it would have been the Grateful Dead. Not sure. But keep this number handy so you can chime in. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You got to love that about America Tonight. We go from tea parties to torture to tailgating. Stu Asimus joins us now, and he has a company that can turn your trash, I think, into treasure. At least you can get a check for it, perhaps. And this is the cool thing about this deal. EasySaleInc.com, if you go to it, you'll see what I'm talking about. They actually come to your place, pick up your stuff, sell it, and then you get a check for it. You don't have to drag your stuff out to the place. Stu, thanks so much for coming on with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Kate. It's great to be here tonight.
Tell me how this works. I mean, I kind of gave the general overview of Easy Sale, and you just picked up some I sold on eBay stores as well, which I'm sure would be melded into this same thing. How does it work? Is it just like I said, I have something, I call you? How does that work?
Yeah, we're a relatively new company. We started up a couple of years ago. In fact, we're going to have our 2-year birthday celebration here in June of this year. But what happens is you would call in to our call center, and we have a customer auction advisor that will answer the phone, and they'll talk to you about what your product is worth. We have some software that will search out into eBay and look back over the last 90 days and be able to get a very accurate estimate on what your product will go for out on eBay. And then once you've agreed to that estimate, we send our trucks out to your house, and we'll pick things up. We bring it back, and we have professional listers that all they do all day is write copy. We have professional photographers that all they do all day is take photos. We put it out there on eBay better than the normal consumer would be able to do, and then we sell it, and we send you a check. Thus the title of the company is truly an easy sale.
What are some of the things that traditionally, I would assume, like furniture, what are some of the other things that people will call you about and you find the pricing and then come get it?
Well, it really varies tremendously. We do sell a tremendous amount of furniture. As you can imagine, we get a large amount of exercise equipment. People's dreams that they had that ends up being a clothes hanger in their house and really is just taking up space. We get a tremendous amount of musical instruments. As kids grow up, the musical instruments are then recycled back into the community, and kids can use those again. But it varies from small items, which now with the acquisition of the I Sold It stores in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the customer has the choice of either walking in small items, and again, we'll provide those free estimates to customers, or the large items that are really taking up room in your house. And we've gotten pianos, we've gotten mopeds, we sell cars for people. And it's really not just the advantage of us coming out and picking it up and making it an easy sale. You then, when you consign those products to us, you're anonymous. In today's world, it's really a tough choice to put your name out in a newspaper or out on a online website and invite strangers over to your house. We get in between that. And when you buy something from Easy Sale, you really don't know who the seller is. And that has a huge advantage to a large number of people that would like to get rid of unwanted items in their house and turning into cash. But at the same time, they're fearful of inviting strangers over to their house. And we get in between that and make it easy and safe for the consumer.
Wow, I didn't think of it that way. That's excellent, because I guarantee I can think in my own head, in my own world, a couple of people that would definitely not want to have their name out there, and they never, you'll be at a party or be somewhere and somebody will say, oh, put that on eBay, and they don't want to do it, so you do it for them, and then, like you said, their name is anonymous, nobody has to know. You told me, we were talking off the air, and you were telling me about storage units. I would assume a lot of people want to dump the monthly bill, and then they have all this stuff that's accumulated, half of which they don't even won't use, don't know what to do with. I would imagine more people are going to call you about that. Is that starting to happen?
We are out to probably four or five storage units a week now, where we'll go out there and people will roll up the door and they usually smile at us, because we've had a couple of people that have said, I know, I should have just burnt it 3 years ago. I've been paying $200 a month for a storage unit. And, these are products that people have that they know have value, but again, they don't want to go through the hassle of trying to sell it themselves. And we'll go out there. Again, our people go out there with laptops, and we can provide online estimates right there at the customer sites. And we'll go through the storage unit and pick out what has value and, help them turn those unused assets into cash for them.
Yeah, and you also do something pretty cool. What if I have, you pick up a bunch of stuff I have, and then I say, ugh, and then I have these other boxes, I really don't want them. Sometimes you'll take them, right, and then end up giving them to charity after you sell it?
Yeah, we'll be as helpful as we can with the customer. We're not an online junk dealer. So, we don't want to pick up products that don't have value. But if we're out to your house and you're cleaning out your garage, and we're picking up a number of valuable products that we're going to be able to turn into cash, and you've got a box of things, and we can help you out. We have a deal where we stop by the Salvation Army once a week and bring those products over there. So, you know, we'll go the extra mile for the customer and help them clean out some things that really don't have value, but again, are taking up space in their house or their outside storage.
Yeah. Well, can you think of, and I guess, I don't know, I'm kind of catching you off guard, but can you think of one of the most unusual things that you've ever picked up?
Well, I'll if it's all right, I'll give you just a couple. About a year ago, we actually made national news with auctioning off some original Lee Harvey Oswald letters.
Mm.
And this is a great example of someone that didn't want to have their name out there, that they had, original signed Lee Harvey Oswald letters. And we put those out on eBay, and about a year ago, those went for about $30,000. A person out in California ended up buying them, as a matter of fact.
Mm.
So that was probably our most famous sale that we had. But then one of our most unusual, our guys, our mobile trading managers were out to a house one day, and a lady handed them what she thought was a telegraph machine. And our folk, you know, she said, look, I don't know if this is worth anything, but why don't you take it and see what you can get for it. We brought it back to our shop. We did a little digging. We found out that there was a Western Union name on the bottom that was sort of rusted over. And when we cleaned it up, we found out that this was actually a stock ticker machine. And we put it out there on eBay, and we had two folks from New York just bidding on it. And you can watch the bidding on eBay, and we were watching. Mm-hmm. The item ended up selling for $4,800. And what a surprise that was to her. She didn't know she had this treasure up in her attic that was worth that kind of money. And it turned out to be probably one of our most unusual and surprising sales.
Boy, very cool story. It's a pleasure talking to you, Stu. We have like 30 seconds left. We got people listening to us in Dallas on KVCE. If they want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
It's really easy. It's 817-640-EASY, 817-640-EASY. Or you can visit our website, easysaleinc.com, and you can sign up for a free pickup there. And our folks will call you, and as I said, we'll give free estimates. And if you have questions about what your items are worth, we're very, very good at discovering what those items are worth and being completely upfront with you before we pick those items up.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it. Boy, I got to dig through my old stuff and see if I get Stu's guys out here. Maybe I've got one of those treasures. Coming up next, we're going to tell you what the former CIA chief thinks of making all this stuff public with the torture. That's next on ATN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them.
there are 16 large hermetically sealed non-hybrid open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in winter time, but it's July. Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go inside.
I bet it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I was part of this wild thing called the Jimmy Buffett concert scene. Yeah, tailgating. I saw so many fins, fins to the right, fins to the left. I'm wondering if there's one parrot head listening to me right now. If you are afraid to step out of the shadows, don't be. Call us at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know, a long time ago in the, I guess, late 60s, early 70s, it used to be all about the Grateful Dead and people would follow the dead around. But I think there's people that follow Jimmy Buffett around, or at least they wait for him to come in an area that's close enough to where they can go to a Jimmy Buffett concert. Because I have to say, I haven't seen tailgating like this since I went to Ohio State, Michigan. And, you know, that's strictly football. It's a little bit different. You got your Brouts and you got your colors, you're either Ohio State or you're Michigan, your fight songs and all that sort of stuff, and whatever college football entails, which there's some pretty big rivalries, and that certainly is one of them, one of the biggest. But this is a whole different scene that I didn't realize existed. You know, somebody told me he had one top 20 song, and that was a long time ago. And how many times have you heard 5 O'Clock Somewhere, the song you just heard a little bit of, or Margaritaville? when you're driving around somewhere. I mean, is it because it's that image of relaxing, the flip-flops, the Hawaiian shirt, the, you know, a Buffett concert is all about the songs you know and you can sing, and it's summery time and happiness and kicking back and all that sort of stuff. That's the feeling I got. But there were certainly older people that were tailgating, and there were younger people that were tailgating too. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a generational thing where you only had people that saw Buffett back in the late 70s or whatever. He's got this tour going on, and this was the second stop on the tour, Summer is Cool 2009. And he has this band, it's the Coral Reefer Band. You gotta love that. And how brilliant is this? Who sponsors it but Landshark, the beer company? Yeah, Landshark sponsors, and Margarita Premium Jamaican Rum, of course. So, I'm wondering if there is a parrot head listening. You can also shoot me an email, americatonight.net, because what's up with that email is coming up later in this hour. Matt, you've ever been to a Jimmy Buffett concert?
I have not.
I never had to. This was the first time. I mean, now I know you, I don't care. You're in your 20s, but I know you've heard his songs.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I got friends who are big into Jimmy Buffett and because of their parents, so.
Right, but see, that shows you it does cut across the generational lines because your friends are in their 20s, and yet they are big into Buffett, and it's because it was handed down from their parents.
Right.
Now, the tailgating phenomenon is incredible, and the whole thing is about, of course, almost like you're at the Mardi Gras, women trying to lift up their shirts, getting women to lift up their shirts, but this was a mellow crowd. There wasn't much of that.
So it's more just hanging out?
Hanging out. Yeah, but there was people doing this crazy thing that I'd never seen before. As I said, I've been to football tailgating before. It's different. There were people racing around with giant fins on the back of these coolers that were motorized. Motorized coolers. I mean, flying around the parking lot. And tons of them. And then there were people with dune buggies. And then there were people with Jeeps. And people hanging off the Jeeps and decorations all over that said Margaritaville or fins to the left, as I said before, fins to the right, and all kinds of different lyrics from a song, songs and bands playing in the parking lot. And I had no idea. I thought I was just going to go in, see my friends from South Carolina for a couple hours, but no. It really was like the parking that you would find when you're going to a USC game. Or, like I mentioned, the big house in Ann Arbor, because you know, hundreds of thousands of people descending upon the parking lots to do the tailgating thing. So it was just crazy. And I knew there was a following. I knew he had a brand because he was so brilliant at building up that brand. But I guess I didn't realize just how big the phenomenon was of going from place to place, and it was just this feeling that he's created this thing that Matt now saying was handed down to people he knows in their 20s, and that's what I saw, because I definitely saw younger people there, too. They're playing horseshoes. They're obviously drinking. I'm sure there were some teetotalers there, but it was a raging, crazy tailgate party with, you know, almost like a costume party. Well, this wasn't about masks. Instead, it's about anger for some, not enough punishment for some, and head-scratching for others. No matter how you feel about this whole torture-not-torture thing, it's a weird position that the CIA actually has been put in. I thought about this today when I was rethinking this story and talking to somebody about it. By releasing these memos, the CIA officers that were there during what happened, it puts them in a really, really, really bad position, because you've got the President of the United States saying, okay, we're releasing these Bush-era interrogation memos that are obviously pretty harmful, but we're not going to prosecute the people. And you have people that are furious that there's no prosecution when they hear things like people have been waterboarded, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed 183 times, and there's other specifics that I'll get into too as well. And I don't think they're going to go back on that because they've already said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go back. And that's not right. Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that's the bottom line is that is they're not going to go back and go after the guys who were involved, whether they disagree, say it's a dark period, if that's what the Obama folks are saying, you know, we're not going to go back and do this. So now there's some criticism of Obama for not being willing to do that, not being able to go back or not wanting to go back and go after those guys. So the former head, and I talked about this before, of the CIA, just completely slammed Obama for releasing the four memos, saying that this has completely compromised our national security. And we talked about that last week. And I agree that it certainly could do that when you think of laying it all out for the people who are the enemies of the United States, like, hello, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and all that other sort of stuff. So here's what Michael Hayden, who served under former President Bush, he was the last CIA director, if you remember, from 2006 to 2009. Here's what he had to say about releasing the memos.
And I realize this was a very, very difficult decision for the president, and I've been told by agency folks that he personally agonized over the decision. But I think on balance, the agency's view, certainly my view, is that on balance, the release of the memos harms American security. And therefore, I think the best course of action would have been to have kept them classified. There are a lot of things that governments do that aren't naturally or in the course of events immediately made public. After all, this began life as a covert action whose definition is that the hand of the United States government is never acknowledged and the details of the operation are never revealed. And so I don't think it automatically fits into the class of the American people need to know. But more importantly, the president, when he issued his executive order tying all American agencies to the Army Field Manual, also launched a six-month study to determine whether or not the Army Field Manual and the techniques, the 19 techniques contained therein, are sufficient in all cases facing the Republic. We're in the midst of that study. To make these techniques public, and Andrea, I must admit, I've not seen the redacted version, so I don't know the final decision. But to the degree to which we make these techniques public, that we tell our enemies the outer limits of American interrogation techniques, it moots the study that the president directed, because it will effectively take these techniques off the table, because our enemy will know all of our approaches to him.
All right, now, obviously, the other side of that is Obama's saying by prohibiting these enhanced interrogation techniques like the waterboarding and all that stuff, which, of course, he got rid of the second he took office, if you remember back in January, saying that it undermines our moral authority and doesn't make us safer. And he continued to emphasize that because he said that last week, and also emphasized they're not going to pursue charges against the CIA officers who use those tactics against the detainees who were in Gitmo and the secret CIA prison, I guess, as well. But then you have, like, the New York Times calling for the impeachment of Jay Abivi, who's a federal appeals court judge, pretty prominent, you know, out there certainly for all to see, who was a Justice Department guy when he wrote one of those scathing memos that authorized the techniques, one of the ones that's, you know, really people are picking apart. So you have to figure that is he going to be secure in this gig no matter what the president said? I think there's going to be pressure on the whole deal with Bibi, no question. And what they're saying is, and this is what the editorial said in the New York Times, that Bibi is unfit for a job that requires legal judgment and a respect for the Constitution because the memos were written to provide, and this is the quote from the New York Times, were written to provide legal immunity for acts that are clearly illegal, immoral, and a violation of this country's most basic values. Great, fair, or foul, what do you think? Some are saying, well, I think we got to look at it. Still looking for a parrot head, too, as well. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. On the flip side, we'll go to the emails as well.
Yeah.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Coming up here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous weekend as we roll into yet another week. Coming up, we're going to do the mail thing. That's right. If you send me an email at americatonight.net, the good, the bad, and the ugly doesn't matter. I will read it here on these airwaves as long as I get it. And we do that each and every night on the show. We also do Blunder of the Day. We'll shove someone into the dungeon, birthdays, this day in history, and all that fun stuff. So hopefully you get all the hours here on America Tonight, or at least grab the main one so that you can hear all the fun and frivolity that we can provide. Well, we've talked so far this hour about turning trash into treasure, torture, and tea parties, and the controversy that keeps giving over the tea parties. And as to what really they accomplish, what the administration thinks of it, David Axelrod, pretty vocal, saying that he didn't think it was very good to have the tea parties. He didn't really quite say it like that, but I think he was treading water over his comments, kind of tripping over what he said, because, of course, then what happens is people realize, well, whoa, 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 are you saying that we shouldn't be able to voice our opinion? And then that's where you start to get into to trouble and everybody reacts to it. And, you know, the rest is history, as they say. I think you're going to see more rallies, more gathering of folks that are unhappy. And I think that's okay because you have to have a place to vent. And if you vent peacefully, it's all cool and groovy. And people can take it for what it's worth. If you think it's complete and utter nonsense anti-Obama and all this other stuff, then that's fine. That's your take on it. If you think it's just expressing your opinion because you live in a free country and you're able to do that, then I think that's great too. And I think that's really what it's about. Because you might always agree with somebody's issue, but if they're not throwing stones through windows and Molotov cocktails and doing graffiti art all over everything, and they're just, you know, on a bullhorn, having a conversation, whatever, then I think it's all good. You got to have a chance to vent. Got to be heard, baby. Speaking of being heard, coming up later this week, we're going to talk to the governor of Texas, who's talking about seceding from the Union. It makes everybody think about the Civil War. Can Texas really secede? Think about that for a second. If you're a Parrothead, we're still looking for you because I went to a Jimmy Buffett concert over the weekend and I saw people on motorized coolers. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I didn't know they existed, but there are a ton of motorized coolers. I'm assuming, see, I thought they were contraptions that were made by the people that were homemade, but I don't think so. I think somebody sells these motorized coolers, and I must just be a dinosaur, and I don't know a lot about tailgating other than being the person invited and asking what can I bring, and usually people say, oh, just bring yourself. So I don't know much about the setup. It's always cool when I go, but I'm not what you would call a world-class tailgater. I was just blown away by what I saw at Buffett. And you know what? It was a great way, I think, for people to probably cut loose and not think about all this other nonsense. Hey, speaking of cutting loose, did he cut loose or what? Obama with his hand on Hugo Chavez. Obama in deep talk in a photograph that was released with Chavez. And Latin American leaders pretty much are railing against the USA. They didn't reach any kind of a consensus at the summit. So what does that mean for the future? We'll talk about that, too, as we move along. I promised that I would dip into the email, so I want to make sure that I do that. And your voice will be heard on this show, whether I agree with you or not. That's the cool thing. So you just shoot me an email, day or night, americatonight.net. Here's one from Dennis McMahon. We love Dennis. He's our lawyer who's been around forever listening to the show. And he, of course, is in Vermont, WVMT, hangs with those boys there. He says, Obama's reaching out to the likes of Chavez. Looks like the old Vulcan proverb, as told by Spock to Kirk, only Nixon could go to China. It's like we need a rim shot for that one. Only Nixon could go to China. I remember that. I wasn't a Trekkie either, but if you go back into the recesses of your mind, you'll remember that because that line stood out. Here's another one I got from somebody named Joshua Carr. Josh, thanks for the email. I'm not going to agree with Josh's email, but I'm going to let you hear it. He says, I would call in, but my phone is not reliable to lose signal. Who are you to tell someone else how they can raise a family? Would you have the same concern with a mother in a third world country? I personally can't wait until I can have clones of myself, exact genetic replicas. This country is about freedom. I think she is free to have as many kids as she wants, and our system is set up so that if she fails in her duties, a social worker may take her kids. This is the Octomom that we're talking about. I talked about it on the air, and I said she was just a ploy for her 15 minutes of fame, which I still totally believe. 50 years from now, her type of pregnancy may be the only ones happening. With advances in science, she could carry infants for 8 different couples who created their children in a lab, optimizing against cancer, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The last two will probably be extinct by then. I wish Octomom the best. Okay, here's the thing. I'm not against, at all, against in vitro fertilization. Oh, God, no. I have had friends that desperately tried to have kids, couldn't, would make great parents, and went that route. My problem is, Joshua, is I think this was her chance to catch the fame, to get in that bubble in California. And she, of course, she's done it. She's done it brilliantly because she was a single mom who already had a gaggle of kids. Kids she could have raised fine. Maybe she'd be a great mother, whatever. Maybe she still will be a great mother because now she's going to have more money to be able to get people to help her and be able to afford that. But I truly believe this is about the fame. I do. I don't think this is a woman who, geez, I really want to have these kids. I'm having this in vitro. And then you end up with 2 kids, 3 kids, 4 kids, 5 kids. Oh, my gosh, 8 kids. No. And so I can't go there with you, Josh, but I respect the fact that you wrote me an email. Here's another one. This is from Rick Arnold. He says, hi there. Nice show, but I can't find any chronological listing of guests and topics. I'm unsure of what day you interviewed Mike Robbins, but wish to find the audio archive with the date. Anyway, your website design comes off as a tad amateurish and needs better organization. Have a good day. I know. Well, you know, I'm not going to totally disagree. Here's the thing. I have a great web guy. He has a gaggle of jobs. And unfortunately, he doesn't have a lot of time to do all this web stuff. So we will take that advice and we will spruce up the website, which all of you can see when you go to americatonight.net. Here's another one from Dusty. He says, dear Kate, I listened to a repeat on my way home from work at the Toyota plant in Georgetown, Kentucky. In the 5 miles I travel, I get to listen to a little of the show, and I heard you talking about a boy that jumped off the roof. I can relate to this story. Sadly, this happened in New York, and the kid died. I remember like yesterday when I was about 3 years old. I'm 40-plus now. I tried to act out something that Batman did on a cartoon. At the same time, I believed it was real with no differentiation to TV and life. As my mom crossed the freeway, 1969, in Fair Oaks, California, to get into our neighborhood, I told my sister sitting next to me to watch me. She did. I then opened the car door, and at that moment, my mom turned the corner, and I went out into the freeway. Ooh, here's the part I never told my family. I saw Batman holding on the side of an open car door as it went down the road, and I thought I could do it, too, even though I had never tried it. I could have been just as unlucky and had been run over. I lived, but I've only mentioned the ordeal a couple of times in my life. You might give a little insight to your listeners that are like yourself wondering what was going through his mind. I can relate, but I live to tell. Dusty, thanks so much for that email. It's exactly what I was saying. If you listened, I was talking about that story and how sad it was, and that unfortunately what happens with kids is a lot of times they can't tell the difference, you're right, between reality and pretend or cartoons or wrestling and what wrestling is. Because what is wrestling? Can everyone repeat to me, as much as we all might like wrestling? Like, I like watching my buddy Mick Foley back in the day, the Manster. But there is that fake entertainment element to wrestling. They do get hurt, though, lots of times. But kids see it. They're completely entertained by it. Think that they want to do the same thing. You know that phenomenon of the kids with the bikes and doing the stunts off the roof and the dangerous things, thinking that also they'll videotape it and that will lead them down that same road of, geez, maybe I'll get on TV. Sadly, that's what happened in New York. I thank everybody who writes me. Trust me, whether you agree or not, or you have a criticism, that's all cool. AmericaTonight.net. Oh, by the way, this is Sunday into Monday. As we start a new week, we need some laughter, right? So it's one-liner Monday. Here's the first one. Why did the boy throw butter out of the window? To see butterflies.